Testing 1, 2, 3. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How was your? Were you able to find it easy?
I was. I haven't been down this way in a while, and so you know, all I had to do was plug it into my Google Driving app, and you know, it's right past the, it's right off the highway here, so no problem at all.
What did we do before Google Maps?
I don't know, and I was late to that app. I was still, I mean, maybe even 2 years ago, printing out
maps.
Yeah, you know, off of my printer.
Yeah.
And trying to read and drive, and then somebody finally saw me doing that and was like, Brian, come on, dude.
Has it been 2 years, or are you exaggerating? Because I remember doing
I'm not that. Exaggerating.
Oh, my God. So real quick, for anybody listening and for me, because I don't know you.
Right.
What's your name?
My name is Brian Mann.
Welcome, Brian Mann. I appreciate and you reached out.
I did.
And I'm just going to tell you right now, you made my day.
With?
Calling me.
Ah.
Texting me.
All right.
Because you reached out.
Via Facebook.
You reached out to me and you said you appreciated the podcast and you wanted me to help you get a podcast started.
That's right.
And for a guy, and I think you'll probably go through this as you start a podcast, to find out that one person is at least listening.
Right.
It's
okay.
Nice.
I didn't even think about that. But
it's nice, you know, because I don't know about you, but right away I think, oh, I'm not really good at this.
Right.
Oh, I'm not going to do this anymore. What am I doing?
Yeah, how do you know unless you get any feedback?
Right. And the funny thing is that you mentioned Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Who I love, Joe Rogan. I mean, I just love his podcast. That's what inspired me. And
that's
I think
great.
It inspired many people. But
tons.
I lay in bed and I watch a Joe Rogan podcast and I go, I can't have any guests like this. I'm not providing this kind of like information out there. So I feel like I'm not doing a good enough job.
Yeah, I would provide a different, let's say I'd reframe that whole thing is that, so he gets, you know, obviously he gets, now number one, he's been doing it for tons of years, right?
I think 9.
So Joe Rogan the podcaster, I would imagine back in his first year.
Right.
And I mean, I've seen some of his old stuff and I think the first stuff, well, you know, first he was doing the comedian stuff and the MMA stuff.
Yep. He still does it.
Right. But then he branched out and started having these, you know, scientists and all these random people.
So I think he used to do a show called something like Ask Joe Rogan or Joe Rogan Debunked, something where it was more about conspiracies. You know, he would go and dive into a certain conspiracy and debunk it or try to figure it out.
Right.
So I think that's how that started.
So that part I wasn't aware of, but I know is another one. Somebody I discovered through Rogan was Eddie Bravo.
Yes.
Who's the huge conspiracy. And I'm totally into that stuff.
He thinks the Earth's flat.
So do I.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
Well, I'll put it to you this way.
Well, shit just got interesting.
I'm up for believing that it isn't a globe or that it isn't spherical.
I was watching the other night and he put a picture up on the screen of someone's impression of what the Earth looks like. And it was kind of like, it almost like a quarter of the a round dome. And then it kind of bended back up and then flattened out.
Yeah. There's all kinds of those different, let's say, maps.
Yeah.
Or models.
Uh-huh.
And the one that makes sense to me right now is that, well, it's, let's say, flat. Or it's a plane. And that at the outer rim, it does, you have like an embankment.
It turns up.
And that's how all the water
stays in.
There's a guy named.
I love you, Brian. You're great. This is going to be the most exciting podcast I've done. I love it.
If you really want to, as Eddie Bravo would say, if you want to look into it, is you want to check out a guy named Eric Dubay.
Eric Dubay.
Yeah. He's like the...
been to the edge.
Well, yeah, I guess kind of. But he's the guy, I think, from what I've been able to discover so far, is that he's like the best flat earth dude out there.
No, Brian.
Yeah.
You know what? My mind is open. I'm down. I'm sure. Down with the flat earth thought.
Right.
But could we, is there something that happens when you go all the way around the world, something that happens that makes us not, makes us believe the Earth is round, but it's not. I mean, you know, people have gone all the way around, right? I mean, we've
they're
either floating.
Have they?
They're floating. Okay, here's a great story. I'm sure you have Netflix. There's a show that's on there right now. It's called One Strange Rock. Have you seen it?
No.
It's with Will Smith, and it's basically, I think, 10 episodes of how the Earth was created.
Is it a movie, or is it a documentary? Is it like a...
It's a documentary, but okay, it's like a
drama
fun,
or anything.
Yeah, it's a fun documentary. I enjoyed it. I watched all 10 episodes. It was terrific. I felt like I really learned a lot. And, but you know, it wasn't really about proving that the Earth was round. It was how the world and all our universe and everything was created. And just like the, you know, there used to be almost two Earths. They collided. One broke off. That's created the moon. That's
now, this is a theory.
This is a theory.
This is what we learned from the Netflix show.
Absolutely. Nobody was there. I mean, this is all guessing.
Gotcha.
But if I look up in space, I mean, all the other planets are round, right?
They appear to be. They look at least circular.
They're circular.
It's tricky to figure out if they're literally spherical.
All right, I'm gonna go with you. I hear you.
Well, it's tricky. I mean, again, so I'll tell you how I...
Because I don't have the facts to prove that you're wrong.
Well, I'll tell you how I got into it. So at my last job, we would have these meetings. And at some point, our Facebook person, our website person, started saying, we're getting a lot of flat earth comments. And I was like, you know, my first response, I was like, what? What do you mean? I said, get out of here. And so I kept saying, like, and she would mention it because apparently they were, they just kept coming on to the Facebook site and saying, I work for this place called the Swedenborg Foundation, and it's religious.
Okay.
And it was a religious related foundation. And so apparently, you know, it's related, you know, some of these flat earth folks try to relate it to God. And so long story short, the Facebook was being bombarded by flat earth folks, leaving comments and asking, what did Swedenborg believe? Did he say anything about the flat earth? Blah, blah, blah. And this was going on and on. And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, it's taking up time in the meeting. To hell with these flat earth people. And then at some point, I just decided to, you know, go on YouTube, and I started looking. And next thing I know, I was like...
You went down the rabbit hole.
I was like, well, then, you know, you come up against that stuff, and then you start... it was the first time I'd ever heard that anything about the moon landings being real or not.
Yeah.
And then when you see that, when you look back, you know, because I first saw it when I was a kid. I'm 50, or I'll be 50 in June, so... And they say, you know, they show you like the actual thing that was supposed to land on the moon, and it literally looks like it was made out of tinfoil. And you go, and then you finally go looking at it later on in life. You go, there is no way that I look like I made that in my fifth grade art class.
Well, you know,
or shop class.
So, what takes place up in space? Things here are put under a lot more stressful conditions because of gravity and everything that goes on. But in space, I mean, you can build, I mean, they build like, you know, the space station, those giant panels that, you know, for collecting sunlight. The solar panels. They're very fragile. They wouldn't last a day here. But out there, the conditions are a little different.
Right.
So they say,
well, that's the whole thing, is that the layers of fiction, let's say, if we're just playing the skeptic.
Okay.
Is that there is no space station in space. There is no gravity. And that the other thing, speaking specifically of the space station, is that when you figure, okay, so we've built something that can exist up in, I don't know what level or layer of space it exists in, but apparently is traveling at 17,000 miles an hour,
yep,
which is faster than a bullet.
Yeah.
We built something that has been up there for what, 20 years? That is circling Earth at 17,000 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I do not believe that. And that's not even me playing the skeptic. It is me playing the skeptic, but I literally don't believe that.
Well, yeah, and I don't, I can't argue with you about it. Cause honestly, if I'm going to look at that and try to figure out if I want to open my mind to that thought, then I have to try to understand why.
Right. Why would they create this?
Yeah. Why? If it's flat, let's be a flat earth and let's have a flat earth. Why? I mean, what's the idea of let's not tell them. Let's act like we went to the space. Let's act like we went to the moon.
Well, if we went, then you go to a next level.
I mean, shuttles have been you have seen the shuttle shoot off the ground, right? I mean, that's still true.
Yeah. That looks like I buy because I've seen it with my eye. Well, and it looks real.
I mean, we will say that the astronauts passed away trying to come back from space.
I don't know that for sure. Yeah, I know we have that situation that was in
when the ice hit the wing edge, and then when they came back in, it infiltrated the shuttle, and then they all burned up and died.
Well, there was when I was a kid, I think I was in high school.
I was too. I was at home sick. I remember the day, 1986.
So did I.
And when the shuttle blew up.
I was sick too.
But that was taking off. The accident I'm talking about was when they were coming back. Mm-hmm. When they had taken off and the ice had hit the edge of the wing, and then when they were doing the reentry.
That one I don't remember.
And they all passed away. I mean, that's fun. I love conspiracy. I mean, I'm not. That's great. If it's flat, I'm all about it. If there's no moon, no space, I'm fine. I'm good. Right. I like doing this podcast. I had a run, and you were nice enough to bring me some awesome cookies.
Yeah.
Are these cookies real, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
These are real.
Those are absolutely real.
There's no conspiracy with these cookies.
Big Fish Market right down there, right next to Big Fish Rehoboth.
So you, can I change subjects?
Sure.
So you reached out to me, and you asked me if I could help you do a podcast.
That's right.
And I was like, absolutely. And you had offered, if I can pay you or something. And I was telling you before that would be not necessary because I want to help. I love, there's two things I like doing. I like trying to do things that scare me. And I don't mean like jumping out of planes, but like really affect my how I feel about myself.
Sure.
My security.
Right.
And I like trying to help people.
And
I mentioned to you, I was good friends with this guy, Matt Haley, and he was always about, if I was going to wrap up Matt Haley in a sentence or, one phrase, it would be, that guy helped a lot of people. And I don't mean like, what can I do? Throw money at something. It's like, I'll roll up my sleeves and I'll stand right next to you and I will help you.
Right.
He talked to me about how, different chefs would call him, oh my God, the power's out. And he would get up at all times of the hour and he would, go help, not do it for them, but help.
Right.
I love doing that. And so when you reached out, I was like, absolutely. And I said, let's do a podcast about it. But one of the things I noticed.
Yeah, that had never occurred to me you would want to do. Absolutely. And I was like, why didn't I think of that?
Well, so as your podcast starts, you're going to find out you got to try to find people to have a podcast.
Right.
We both mentioned we love Joe Rogan. What I love about Joe Rogan is during the week, usually like when I go home, he'll have a new podcast up. He always has something new.
He's been putting out a bunch more and more frequently lately. I don't know why, but he's had like three or four a week for the last few weeks.
And I love that. I like that. I look forward to that. So what I want to try to do when I started my podcast, if I'm going to do it, I want to try to be at least once a week, two a week.
Right.
The only thing I don't particularly care for about podcasting is that when you upload it to iTunes, at least, and you keep telling me, and I'm actually a little blown away now that we start talking about this, but when I upload a podcast to iTunes, it says, your podcast has been submitted.
Right.
It says, iTunes says it could take up to 2 weeks to be approved.
Really?
Yep. So I did a podcast with Rob Waters on Friday. I got a notification last night that podcast had been approved.
I heard it. I listened to it.
But then I asked you, you've heard all of them.
Yeah.
You heard the one with Aaron. You've heard the one with Rob. I'm like, so maybe they're going out there and I'm just not realizing it.
Is iTunes like a standard? platform you have to publish to?
No, it's not. In fact, it's not.
Because that sounds ridiculous. Somebody has,
well, no, it's too weak. No, it's not. It's not iTunes. You don't have to just. But I like it. I like iTunes. Mm. I'm a Mac guy. But the problem is that, and I will say a little bit of a backstory. You know, I created an app called Rehoboth Social. On Rehoboth Social, I was doing a lot of vlogs with drones and stuff. Right. And I posted all the vlogs in my vlog channel on the app that I built. Mm-hmm. Now I'm posting the podcast on the vlog channel that I built. The problem is that if you have an Android phone, you can't play it because it only goes to iTunes. Mm. So you make a good point. And I got to figure out how to do that. I'm trying, you know, I do this step by step. I mean, I don't know anything about podcasting. I mean, there's 100 channels to tell you how to do it, but
right,
it's not.
Because I've looked and it's, I've just been picking pieces and creating a system as I go mentally,
right.
You know, philosophically and like, you know, you need the equipment, but trying to figure out the best place, you know. My first idea was to create a website where I'd post them there.
Yep.
Now, I hadn't thought about iTunes or anything like that yet, but my first thought was create a website based around the idea of the podcast and then house or at least make that the main or one of the main places where people can go to listen to them. Because I listen to this stuff on my laptop, not my phones.
So all the podcasts. So you must have iTunes.
I do not.
So that means that you can still hear them without iTunes.
Well, I found your podcast by a web search. So I went on and typed in something like and this is where I found the first one I heard was with Eddie Brown, and I can't remember. You know, I just did a Google search and I saw Rehoboth Social, Eddie Brown, and I was like. That has to be my Eddie Brown. I mean, Eddie Brown I grew up with.
How crazy was that to Google search and find a podcast with Ed Brown?
It was startling.
Blew me away.
But then again, if I figure I go, well, he's from here. It would make sense for a podcast named Rehoboth Social that I go, okay, yeah, why not Eddie Brown?
You know, the good thing about Eddie Brown is he's up for anything.
Yeah, I don't know him that well. In that, I mean, I grew up with him.
Yeah, right? He knows you. I talked to him about it.
And so, I mean, I know who he is. And, you know, again, it's like we haven't been that close. But, again, I figure I do know him since I've known him a very long time. But so, yeah, like I said, I found out. I didn't know he was that into hunting.
Yeah.
So that was, like, news to me.
Yeah.
And just a couple of – his wife was actually my boss at one point when I lifeguarded.
Yep.
And I'm trying to remember her name.
Maureen,
right.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah. So, and just hearing him talk about, you know, he was talking about the buses up and down the highway. Again, fascinating to me. But again, I might not be a normal person in that way because there's something about, then the idea that I got to listen to him talk at length about these things, you know, prompted by you, was super interesting to me. And it gave me another level of understanding who Eddie Brown is that I didn't have before.
So, you know, the idea for, you know, it's always to me been about putting local back into social. It's always been, you know, it's easy to talk about like our, you know, our boobs or our bodies or our great looks or how fast I run.
Right.
You know, that's easy. But how can we talk about promoting people working or running a business? Or the biggest, when I initially started this, before I even started podcasting, the premise was, how does one small business help another small business? Mm. You know, like when I first, when I first opened the salon, they were opening a restaurant down there at the Pilottown Fish Company. And all the art was painted by another person. I think Heidi Lowe painted it. I don't know if you know Heidi Lowe.
I do know her.
So it was like, how can one little business help another? You know, instead of like competing about everything,
right.
You know, how can we help build a foundation so another small business can succeed? So that's kind of how it started, the Rehoboth Social.
Mm-hmm.
So then it was like, you know, let's just talk to people in Rehoboth about, you know, promoting this town and their journey here. And, you know, Brownie works for L&W Insurance. We haven't even talked about insurance. You know,
who does?
Eddie.
Oh, Brownie.
I call him Brownie.
Oh, I've never heard him referred to as that.
Well, I don't know. Real quick, I'll tell you that when I moved here in 94 and I started working for Brownie in 97.
At the golf course.
At the golf course.
I learned that from the podcast.
And I thought he was just, I was coming out of a time in my life which was, you know, a lot of, in fact, I was still in it. I was doing a lot of drinking, mm-hmm. a lot of drugging, a lot of garbage. And guys like Brownie really, I did get sober in 97, but the first thing I wanted to do kind of was be like Brownie. You know, I thought he just was there and he was, you know, a very solid guy. And
has his shit together.
Had his shit together. And yeah. I was like, God damn. But he was he's an asshole too, you know. But I needed that. And he pushed me and I ended up going to Rutgers and then ended up becoming an assistant superintendent. And then we ended up opening a landscape business together.
Oh, really?
And that's when it all went down the toilet.
What did?
Our landscape business.
Ah.
I started drinking again. But, you know, that was 13 years ago. Mm. And since then I got, you know, back to being sober. And him and I have become, we're just still great friends. I just cut his hair yesterday.
Ah, nice.
This year.
So, again, you're probably cutting his hair. I'm meeting this guy, Brian, tomorrow. And what'd he say?
Nice.
Oh, shit.
No, you don't. Dude, Brownie is a cool guy. I mean, I could have
Brownie. You know, I gotta start calling him that next time I see him.
If I start a podcast, the first thing I say is to Brownie, "Can you be on my podcast?" He goes, "Absolutely."
Who was your first guest?
My first guest was my wife.
Ah, that makes sense.
We did a podcast, and you'll find this out. You know, you learn. You have to practice on people. I mean. Yeah. And it's the conversation. Mm-hmm. It's about, and I mentioned this, you know, earlier, I tend to make a conversation about me. So I have to practice not doing that. Mm. I listen a little better. I love watching Joe Rogan because he's like, interesting.
Oh, yeah. He's got his...
interesting. You know,
fascinating.
Oh, that's fascinating. but I love when something doesn't go like he doesn't like. He goes, oh, no, tell me a little more about that. You know, like... What do you mean the earth is flat?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been a learning experience, but thank God for guys like Eddie Brown and that are there. Yeah.
Especially in the beginning, I would imagine, again, like I'm not, I started making a list, right?
Yeah.
And my goal is to create, before I even start, I created I don't know what you want to call it, the goal. Is you're not doing anything to get right down on paper or an Excel sheet 100 people and write those names down and start contacting them. Even if you just say, hey, I'm creating a podcast, I'm going to be asking you to come on. Like, just I'm giving them a long heads up.
There's no in or there's no out. You're coming on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd like to think I know at least 100 people who I can speak that way to. Like, for instance, you know.
Well, you also, but don't box yourself in a corner.
Oh, no. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, look, if I made a list of 100 people that were going to be on my podcast and mm-hmm. then you reach out to me, all of a sudden, what? Now I got to fit you in? I mean, that to me was the great part is that I do these podcasts and all of a sudden you reach out and now we're doing a podcast. Oh, right. You're not on my list. Brian.
Right.
You weren't on my list.
Well, I got added to the list.
I think
inserted
doing the
ahead
work.
Of time.
Doing the mm-hmm. work. Created some interest by you.
Yeah.
Now you're in, or you want to be on it. And I hopefully, I wanted to mention this to you either on air or off air, but, you know, I think as podcasters, you know, we need to support one another.
Well, I just now had the idea that you're now going on my list.
What am I, 101? Thanks, Brian.
It's only up to like 30 right now. So I'll, as soon as I get home, I'm going to go add your name on there.
To 31. That's terrible. Well, you know what? I hope I can't be on your podcast. I love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I will tell you that there's a TV going on this wall.
All right.
I'm putting a TV on here and we're connected to the computers, Joe Rogan style, so that we can. So that laptop over there is for you.
Oh.
If you needed to refer to a computer or look up some information, I put that over there for anybody that would want to.
You know, I remember Eddie asking about that. He said he asked, "What's this computer for?"
That's for you. But if we got to look up something, if we drop something out there, and you need to get the facts, why don't you look up Flat Earth and see what comes up?
Well, I know where all the stuff is.
You do?
Oh yeah.
And actually, I'm not sure Yeah, well, it's plugged in, so yeah, good. Yeah, I think that the podcast, one thing that I like about podcasting is that I can listen to a podcast, and then if I get out of my car, it stops, and then I can resume when I get back in the car, or if I want to, you know, it's not like I have to sit in my car if it was a live interview or something, you know what
I
mean?
Do you listen to it on your phone, or where do you listen to it?
I actually don't. To the these podcasts?
Yeah.
I don't listen to them.
You don't listen to your own?
No. Well, I was there.
Right. But you don't listen to see how you sound or how the whole show sounds?
Nope.
Interesting.
It's, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I mean, I can't make a crazy, you know, jingle before the podcast. I can't do it. It's just us talking. That's it.
Right.
And you know what? I think that keeping it simple like that might inspire people to maybe think about trying. I know with a lot of the podcasts, they're so fancy that yeah. It almost makes you feel like, oh, well, I can't do that.
Yeah, again, like that somebody, you know, again, like the ones I watch, well, even like a Joe Rogan with the cameras and...
Oh, I want to do that.
He's got a... Yeah?
I do.
I eventually want to do that too. I want them to be on YouTube, I mean, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And not necessarily because I'm looking to make them huge, but because that's where I watch them. That's where I watch all of mine.
So you can put up a static picture and put the podcast on YouTube. I did my first one. Actually, now that I mentioned it, my first real guest was a guy named Bobby Jones.
Yes.
Bobby Lee Jones.
Because I saw that too, and my first thought was, you know, I thought about Bobby Jones from the Sixers.
Yeah, so.
From way back.
He's a great local country artist. The premise of the podcast was this was his first year. He was quitting his job, and this was going to be his job doing local music.
Yep, I heard that one too.
And what was my point?
Cameras.
Oh, right. So I thought, because I didn't even know how to post it up to iTunes. I didn't know how to post a podcast. So
right.
I cheated. I made it into a track, and then I put a static picture on it, and I uploaded it to YouTube.
Right.
But then I watched a lot of different things, and this guy's like, it's cheesy to do that. YouTube doesn't want you posting static pictures of... Not to me. He was talking about this in general, not
right.
about mine.
Right.
But then I thought, you know, it's kind of true. I mean...
Yeah.
But then there's a big podcaster that Joe Rogan always refers to, and I can't think of his name.
Mark Maron. He doesn't do video, and his
static picture yep. on YouTube.
Yep.
So you can
and
do
that's,
it.
Those were the first ones I listened to yeah. with Mark Maron's.
So you could do it.
Yeah. Again,
maybe the guy that doesn't have anything is the guy complaining about it. But
yeah, again, whoever's complaining, but I go, you know, you're not going to tell Mark Maron that. He's one of the best ones out there. He's yeah. one of the first ones.
Yeah. Well, I had to do it because I cheated. But after I've learned, right. and I'm going to show you everything that I've... I'm going to give you the expedited version because once I figured out how to do that, I stopped wanting to post it on YouTube. But I do want to get the cameras.
Yeah, that's a whole other level. And my current idea is, again, like you said, I'm going to start create it, get people I know, and I'll tell them, hey, look, we're warming up. This might not necessarily get posted, but I'm going to see what happens, see what develops, and. You know, see what format.
You got to post it.
Well, I'm not sure yet. I'm not going to commit to that.
Are you scared?
I'm not scared. But what I'm also concerned about the people that will be consuming it.
Uh-huh.
Meaning if I create it and I listen to it and I go, hey, that's pretty good. But again, I want to go through a period of practice. And so say like I have my friend Megan on. That's the computer booting. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
And, you know, she's somebody I'll say, no, you just come over. We're going to do this. We're going to practice. And, you know, if I see I want to do something different, I'll have her come back. We'll do it over. And then once I see the, once I'm past what I would call maybe a rough draft stage, then I'll go, all right, now I'm ready to start posting these things, you know, as meals that I'm comfortable with people consuming, listening to. But before that, you know.
I like
and I think each stage or each session will be fun either way.
I like the growing stage. I don't, you yeah. know, that's to me, And if you were to ask me how that podcast was, I'd probably be like, I don't know. I mean, I could probably find a lot of things. But then to have you talk to me about listening to the podcast and actually think they're interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could have clearly not posted that podcast with Eddie Brown. There were parts of it that I thought I struggled. You know, I overanalyze. But the reality is that somebody else liked it. So if I get too involved.
Mark Maron overanalyzes.
Yeah.
It's one of the funnier things. It's one of the more interesting things.
He overanalyzes
it. Well, and again, like you say, where you say you don't want to make it about yourself. Like one of the things he does naturally is he does make it about himself, but then he lances himself for making it about himself. So it's either way, it all works.
He pops himself.
Yeah.
He lances it.
It all works. You know, he'll say, at the end, it's always about me.
If I'm sitting here, it's about me. But
right. Well, I mean, again, like, and then if you want to go another level, I mean, you did create the podcast.
I did.
Right.
But it's not the All About Tom Arquino podcast. It's about Rehoboth Social.
Now, do you go by Dave or Tom?
I go by Tom.
Tom. All right.
But yesterday I was cutting Brownie's hair. He's like, you know, David. I go, David? I go, I've known you for freaking 25 years and you're going to call me David?
Does he do it? Was he doing it as a joke? Or is that what he literally thinks you are? Is Dave?
I don't know. He said that he'd been doing some drink. What did he call it? He drank twice in one day. He got drunk, passed out, and then got up and got drunk again. So he may be still suffering from I think that was St. Paddy's Day.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a little foggy still, but yeah, he called me Dave. But I prefer Tom.
All right, Tom. Then.
My dad is a Dave, and he's a David Thomas. And then I'm David Thomas Jr., and then I have a son, David, who's David Thomas III.
Do you hear that, what is that noise?
It's probably that thing. It's probably the amp.
Interesting.
It won't be in the sound.
Gotcha.
It won't be in the recording.
I thought it was maybe this computer was causing some kind of interference.
I don't know. Maybe. I actually don't hear it now.
Hmm.
It might be that computer. Well, the studio's in a hair salon, so I can hear some like...
No, it's this computer.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Making that noise? Oh, is it the fan?
No, it's out there.
Yeah, it's out there. But yeah, I mean, look, that was so that, you know, when I first started the podcast, I was like, you know, I thought about renting or leasing a spot, an office to try to do podcasting.
Yeah,
and I had this little room here. It was a closet. I emptied it out. I hung up these old rugs and saved myself probably about $12,000 a year. But, you know, I was determined. Right. You know, I get determined. I'm like, I got to do this. And then I was doing it at a buddy's. And then when I wanted to do a podcast, I wasn't available. And I said, I got to get in my own spot.
Right.
And I got lucky because this is a great little studio.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to picture what it looked like before I got here. I was excited to see what, because I think you said on a podcast that you had it in your studio. Or no, you let me know that via one of those Facebook messages.
Yeah. Well, I think it's perfect.
Speaking of Facebook messages, I don't know if you got, accidentally sent you a message last night.
I saw it.
So that was a mistake. I apologize.
Dude, I don't care. I was walking into bed and I saw it. I didn't even see I just saw that you said that it was a mistake. I was,
I have done that a few times. I have a buddy of mine, Thad Nowakowski, who's from down here, but he now lives up in Royersford, Pennsylvania.
I cut his sister's hair.
His sister?
Michelle.
Michelle?
Nowakowski?
His sister-in-law.
Oh, is it his sister-in-law?
Michelle is married to Andy.
Yeah. Oh, is Thad Andy's brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Thad is Andy's older brother.
Yeah. I'm trying to get her to do a podcast.
Ah. So, yeah. So, me and Thad and I, are into the Sixers.
Okay.
So, when the Sixers are playing... We text each other back and forth like high school kids. We cuss about this. We talk about this. Did you see that? And so that message I accidentally sent you was meant for Thad because one of our players hit a three-pointer at the end of the game.
So your team won?
The Sixers, yeah. A guy named James Ennis hit a three-pointer with like 18 seconds left to put us up by like 4 or 5 points. And so I was super excited about that.
My relationship
it accidentally went to you.
My relationship with sports is a lot like podcasting. You know, I love learning about sports. I love listening to people talk about sports. But when it gets to right down to watching the sport, especially basketball, I love Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp.
No, I love Shannon Sharp.
I watch it for Shannon Sharp. Just Skip Bayless is a pain in the ass. But, you know, and unfortunately, that show is really called, it should be called the Lakers show, because, or the LeBron show, because they only seem to talk about LeBron and the Cowboys and the Patriots.
Yeah. Well, I think they get told in one way or another what points to hammer like that, because apparently those three topics, well, especially Skip, though, he's a Cowboys fan.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
Where are you from?
I grew up in Albuquerque.
Oh, okay. Well, then, so that would make sense.
I get a pardon.
Because you've got a lot of folks around here who are Cowboys fan, which makes no sense.
If I had grown up here, mm-hmm. I would probably, in fact, my dad was in the Air Force, and he was stationed at the Pentagon when I was really little. I was probably like four. And when we were here, we lived in D.C., or we lived in Baltimore, and I was a big Redskins fan.
Well, that would make sense.
I will gravitate to whatever team that is there. It just happened that we left D.C. and went to New Mexico, and I was there for 15 years. And I ended up, I think my mom liked the Cowboys or something.
Yeah. Well, again, I know a lot of friends of mine from here, and it makes sense because I liked the Cowboys when I was a kid too, because they were a big deal.
It was at America's that age team.
When we were getting football cards or baseball cards, yeah, America's team. And so I naturally liked them. But then as I got older, I said, now come on, you got to pick a team. And so I was naturally drawn to Philly. Now, it would have been okay if I ended up liking Baltimore or the Redskins. But I go, I seem like I'm a Philly guy. So I started gravitating.
So you're an Eagles fan?
Oh, yeah.
I love that commercial where they're walking. It's like a summer's day. This group of people, and they look inside the car, and they're like, oh, Jesus, there's a baby locked in that car. You know, and everybody gathers around the car, and they're looking in. They're like, oh, my God. It's like middle of summer. He goes, we're going to have to bust the window. He goes, hold on. Oh, that baby got a Dallas Cowboys shirt on. And they walked away. They left the baby in the hot car.
This was a commercial?
A commercial on TV.
I've never seen
hysterical. He goes, fuck that.
That is funny.
That baby got a Cowboys shirt on.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's funny. This past year, I did, you know, I love the Cowboys, but the Cowboys suck. They always disappoint. I mean, we had our moment. But
and you lost Cole Beasley just recently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, so last year we decided, my wife and I, that we picked about six teams that we just kind of wanted to follow and just enjoy football season. I didn't really want to get so into it that I get upset. Right. So we had a great season this year. I thought the Super Bowl was lacking.
I didn't even watch it. I was at.
So you only watch football if it's Eagles?
Pretty much. And that's the only thing I'll watch other teams play is basketball. Basketball, I have to. Basketball is my favorite.
But you won't watch another team. I know, I get that. But
yeah, I really
I love football. I love
sometimes
all of
it. I watch football. Like
I'm excited about the Browns this year.
I kind of like in the AFC because I have an affinity, some kind of strange affinity for Baltimore. Uh-huh. So if the Eagles aren't playing or it has nothing to do with the Eagles, I find myself watching Baltimore Oriole games or Baltimore Ravens games. So they're kind of a low-key, top-secret. You know, I don't let my Philadelphia friends hear that I'm saying that.
Hush, hush.
But you, as a rule, I only watch the Philly games.
Your flat-earthers?
Right.
Your flat-earth pals?
Right. Me and my flat-earth pals.
So is a basketball flat or is it round?
It is round. It's spherical.
Okay, spherical.
Yeah, I have one in my trunk, so I can, you know, I can prove that.
Can we chat a little bit about what you want to do? Because, you know, you want to do a podcast and you
yeah.
I mean, you're involved. Can you say who you're involved with? I can't. If Big Fish
Work-wise? Charitable.
Did I see it was a Big Fish Charitable Organization?
Big Fish Charitable Foundation.
Big Fish Charitable Foundation. What is that?
Yep, that is a foundation Eric Shagru started. Eric Shagru of Big Fish Restaurant Group.
Yeah.
And all the Big Fish joints around here and in Wilmington started a foundation a while ago. And right now, it basically raises money for other foundations, other charitable causes, programs, schools, stuff that's related to children, children in need, all kinds of different stuff.
I just got a friend request or a page request for the Matt Haley Foundation. Do you know anything about that?
No. So that's something separate from Sodell Cares then?
Exactly. So I got the, I had the request and I'll show it to you. And right away my, I was like, well, this is weird. Mm. Because, you know, they have, you know, Matt started a lot of organizations when he was alive, you know, that for helping out India and the things that he was passionate about and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I sent the picture, I sent a picture of it over to Michelle Freeman, who's was Matt's girlfriend at the time. And she said it was started by Steve. I'm not going to say his last name.
But gotcha.
And we were just talking about it this morning. I'm like, I don't understand where this came from. And I didn't like the page, and I'm not going to.
Interesting.
Because it felt like a little bit of a, I don't know, it felt odd.
Well, do we know if this person, I mean, I can picture a scenario where it wouldn't be odd if it was a relative of his.
No, it was his business partner.
Hmm.
And he's a good guy. So I'm not sure. I'm thinking more should be revealed. I'm just going to wait it out. But so you have an organization that helps organizations raise money.
Correct.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and one of the first things we put into, I started work on January 1st. I was living in Westchester.
Okay.
I'm originally from here. I moved to California in 2007, and then from California to Westchester in 2010, 11. And so Eric contacted me late in 2018. I was working at a foundation, the Swedenborg Foundation in Westchester, and asked me if I wanted to come work at his foundation. I said, yeah, I've been waiting for an opportunity to get back home. So I said, yeah. So started work on January 1st, and one of the first things we did was start working on this roundup program where you can, if you go into any of the Big Fish restaurants, you can round up your check to the next dollar. And that change goes to the foundation. And then the foundation donates money to different organizations.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And how's it going?
Pretty wild right now. I'm still in the process of putting everything together, getting used to being back in town in this environment, and going from kind of a sleepy, sitting at a desk foundation to going to another foundation where I do get to work from home right now, but because it's involved in with restaurants, you know, it's a lot more action than I'm used to.
You're just getting your legs under you.
Yeah. So, I mean, for one, like January and February, the amount of money I was spending at these Big Fish restaurants really destroyed my budget.
Out of your pocket?
Out of my pocket, yeah. Just because I was excited to be back. I'm going back. I'm going to see what's happening at each place, you know, places I haven't been to in a long time. And getting used to it. I created a new website, just updating things, creating a database management system, a CRM, and all kinds of different things.
Yeah, talking to you, and then I end up feeling a little bit stupid because I don't have any spreadsheets. I don't have any data management systems. I'm like, hey, you want to do a podcast?
Do you even need it for this?
No, you don't. Nah. I don't. I think that's why I was a little worried. I mean, not worried, but I was like 100 people on the list. I mean, I get that. But then I just kind of like the advantage. I just like the moment.
Yeah. Okay, like, I think everybody has their own style.
Absolutely.
Like, in my mind, what I do is...
I love that you do that. In fact, it inspires me a little bit. I have to really think about that.
Yeah, because I go, it makes me... Because I don't want to be thinking about it later on. I want to have that list, so then it gives me, like, a task.
No, I get it.
And not like a, oh, I got to do this, meaning, like, let's go. You got people to contact. I want to get a schedule going so that I start making it the podcast part of my daily ritual.
My biggest problem is I feel like that I get nervous about asking somebody. It's like,
really?
Well, because I don't know. We seem to live in this time, in this age, where everybody's out for something. You know, something shady seems like it's always going on. And just like, I'll just be here at the salon and people will come in and, you know, they want to talk to me. And I'm like, oh, God. And I always say, Jesus.
For the heck of it?
No, they, you know, about credit card merchants. Or, you know, it's always something, you know, that
you
they.
You mean they're trying to sell you something?
They're trying to sell you something.
Oh, gotcha.
So when I, you know, I just went over to Urban Float. I told you this.
Right, right.
And I went over there, and I've been going by there for like 3 or 4 days. And I'm like, I just want to go in. I just had some new business cards made up. They're right, if you want to look at them, the cards. Are they in that box right there? I just had them made, and I was like, all I need to do is make a card. As soon as I get a card, then I'll go in there. So I finally got the cards made.
Oh, for the podcast.
For the podcast. So I finally got the cards made, and I was like, gosh, and I was just still too intimidated to go in, and I finally went in this morning, and it was fine.
Right.
But it was, you know, I get freaked out about that stuff, and I don't want people to think, hey, I walked in, good morning, are the owners here? And right away, you could see their eyes go, you know, up into their head, like, what is this guy selling?
Right.
And I mean, I'm slightly selling something. I mean, I'm not, there's no money involved, but, you know, I'm asking for their time.
Yeah, but it's different. You're not, again, people might think differently. Like, to me, this is something that's extremely cool. So it's not like you're going there trying to sell them or asking them for like a donation or anything. You're saying, hey, you want to come on my podcast? I mean, that doesn't seem like a sell. I mean,
no, and
it
you're
seems
right.
Like a completely, I mean, in my mind, it's closer to you're giving them something. You're
exactly.
giving them the opportunity to come do this.
I agree. And that's why it was really important for me to get some podcasts out, get some podcasts under my belt, have a little bit of history, show that I'm trying to be serious about this.
How many have you done at this point?
I think 12.
Okay, so I've listened to more than half.
Yeah. And we can talk about this after the podcast. I'll even say it now. Uploading a podcast I upload all my podcasts to podcasts.com. Podcasts.com. Not podcast with an S.
Podcasts.com. Podcasts.com. Got it. I think that's where I'm listening to them.
Oh, maybe that is. So yeah. That's probably where. So I upload them to there.
Yep.
And then I have to, and this is the part, I'm learning how to do this, but they ask, you know, the name of the podcast and all this stuff. So they fall under a category called Rehoboth Social. So when it asks for me a title, I always type in Rehoboth Social.
Yeah.
So it's not, that's not the title. The real title would be
Brian Chavone.
Or Aaron Chavone. So I'm learning that.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, maybe if I put a number in there, because I'm having trouble uploading the artwork. I got one picture that uploads, so I'm having to use the same picture. So when I post them onto podcast.com, I can't tell the difference. I have to go into each one to figure out which one I uploaded because they all look the same.
Well, because it took me a while to figure out. I'm like, because I couldn't figure out how many does he have. So what I realized was there's some kind of home page kind of thing. And so, yeah, there was no titles. But you can see like lines of demarcation with the different, because you see the one logo, I don't know, maybe probably 12 times.
Yep.
11 times. And so I realized that I have to click on each little picture where the boundaries are, you know, indecipherable. And I just discovered that yesterday, meaning I go, oh, there's that. And that's how I found actually Shays.
Yeah. But if I put it, so when I put a number 8 Rehoboth Social, now that is its own new podcast. Like you have to subscribe now to the number 8 Rehoboth Social podcast. So
you have to subscribe to each one?
Well, so if I do something different in the way that I upload it, it becomes a new podcast. That's why, if you go to Rehoboth Social, only the ones that I have with just a title are the ones that come up. It's weird. So that's one of the, it gets confusing, and I'm starting to understand it a little better. I'm trying to be a little more consistent. Now it should say Rehoboth Social. And honestly, I'm afraid to change it, but it really should not say Rehoboth Social. It should say the person's name, and then it should be me who's—
Number 1, Eddie Brown.
Right, exactly.
Number 2, Aaron, what was her last name? Chavone. Number 3, Shay Sade.
Rob Waters. So I'm learning. But then, so once I get it on podcast.com, then I take the RSS feed, I copy and paste it, take it over to iTunes, I put it in there, and then iTunes brings up another form. and I got to put my name and then all the stuff. So it gives me a lot of places to screw up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's where, you know, this is the, honestly, sitting here chatting with you is really the easiest part.
It's uploading it.
I upload it, and then I uploaded the one from Rob Waters the other day. I just was notified last night that it got accepted, and you've already heard it.
Yeah.
You heard it before it was, I even knew it was out. So,
I think I heard it, was it this weekend?
So you know what's going on is you're hearing them on podcast.com where I upload it and they're posted right away.
Yeah.
iTunes, I think, looks at it, listens to it, checks it out, and then allows it to be posted. So now I understand how you're hearing it because you're hearing it on podcast.com.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's so
stressful. Well, that's the thing, too, is getting the system down. And again, I'm like, I'm into that stuff. Like, I have a database based mind, like Excel sheet based columns and rows.
Yeah. You're like my father.
Get this, hit that. And, but again, at the beginning, it makes sense that any, I mean, again, like if you think of learning anything at the beginning, trying to get everything just so, gonna take a while. Now, you won't be having those problems when you're 100 episodes in. You might have a whole nother set of problems.
I'll make new problems.
But you won't have these same beginner's problems.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, I won't. I don't. I mean, they're not even a problem.
Right.
And you're, you know, it sounds like you, I mean, this is, you're working with the organization, or foundation, sorry, foundation.
Same thing.
So you're working, so you need to have a little bit better scheduling, you know, more Excel sheets and stuff. You need a little bit more of a breakdown. This is something, this is for something. This, what I'm doing, is for fun.
Well, actually, I'm not doing, and
well, that was part
Eric
of my question.
Might have an issue with this, but I'm not, this isn't going to be a podcast for the business.
Okay.
This is going to be
yours.
Mine first.
Does it have a title?
It's going to be, it doesn't yet. I have an idea.
Okay.
But I'm not going to say it.
It's fine.
It's going to be Brian Mann first.
Okay.
And then, you know, I mean, one of the things that's going to be the problem, like I put it in, I send these weekly reports out about what I've done or what's happening. And I decided this last report to put in, I said, I'm going to meet with a guy on Wednesday about starting a podcast, meaning you.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I think they might think that it's going to be big fish related. Now, the truth is I might be able to create too, but I definitely want my own, where I'll be able to talk about whatever I want. So, you know, the issue might be if I start going off on Flat Earth, I mean, if I get Eddie Bravo to fly over to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, to sit down with me.
Absolutely.
And I start going on about
NASA. Associate yourself.
NASA and Flat Earth, you know, the folks, Holly and Eric over at Big Fish might be like, hey, Bri.
Pump the brakes
about all that, but I would like to do. I'd like to mix again. That's my thing. Is I need. I'm going to be able to. I'm going to need to be able to do whatever I want on my podcast. Now, if we want to do another one, that's Big Fish related, where we talk to all kinds of Big Fish employees or whatever. Hey, I'll do too.
I have. You know, I built a social media company called Rehoboth Social. I built an app. It runs like an Instagram.
Uh huh.
But. And I've always thought that Big Fish would be a great candidate for that, you know, to have their own social media, their own news feed, their own.
Right.
You know, I always say, why do you pump all this stuff into Facebook? And obviously for the audience. But, you know, why else if you just had a place where just specifically yours?
Yeah. And how would that operate? Meaning, like, how would that be different from going to, like, say, a website?
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
It's cool, but you know, it doesn't matter. But I always thought that, you know,
I don't want to miss out on something that might be a good idea either.
Yeah. No, it's a great little app. I mean, I worked on it for a few years. I got it all built but I thought Big Fish, I thought Sodell, and I'd met with Scott before, and you know, that's where I start to get, like, you know, these people that, you know, they don't want to be bothered with these ideas, you know, and that's fine. Yeah. I get it, but we were all started off, you know, in the beginning somehow. Someone had to give us some help.
Well, you're looking to teach them how to do it on their own, or you wanted to put them on your app.
No, so I built, I guess I'll try to explain it. So I built a social, it runs a lot like Instagram.
Okay.
Just that news feed, it was about pictures, and the, I have it, it's called Rehoboth Social, but I basically have, I can reskin it, and I can call it, and do whatever I want with it. So we could call it like a Big Fish Social, or something, or a Sodell Social.
Right.
And, you know, it has 10 groups, and I'll show it to you. In fact, I'll just so you know what I'm talking about. Grab the phone here. So, oh man, I get all these messages. So it looks like that. So each one of these groups, so, you know, it says beaches, dining, events, whatever. So you could just follow dining. So you can only just see things that are about food.
Is that a Facebook? That's an Instagram feed right there.
No, this is my app.
Oh.
This is mine.
Now, what's that on that? What's literally on that? On that?
What's that a picture of?
Yeah.
A grilled cheese sandwich.
From and what's
Lefties?
From Lefties.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get, how do you, but where's their feed from? Where's that picture from?
I posted it.
From?
My phone. I mean, this is all, you know, this is all stuff I post.
Let me see. If you don't mind.
I don't mind. So if you look across the bottom, it says groups.
Yeah.
So tap groups. So all those groups can be changed. I just have it stand, you know, simple ideas. You can follow each group, or if you just hit feed, news feed in the center, I think it is, you follow everything. And when you sign up for the app, you pick the things you want to follow. Like if you just want to follow dining and the beaches or something, you pick them, and then that's all you see.
But where did... So this picture originated somewhere. You didn't go take this picture of this asparagus and...
Yes.
You went and took the picture of this asparagus?
That's my feed. I'm on the app. That's like if you were looking at your Facebook and you took a picture of asparagus and posted it on your Facebook, that's the same thing. That's a picture I took. You know, it's about promoting restaurants.
So you literally, with your phone or camera, took that picture?
Absolutely. Every picture that's in there I took. That's my feed. But so the idea was like if a Sodell or a Big Fish group owned that and it was Big Fish Social and a person signed up, you know, you could have like the chef, wine, dining, Sunday brunch, different groups. And then there's also a thing in there. You see that green? Let me see.
The filter.
No, you see that green dot?
That thing right here?
Yeah, tap it.
Yep, the filter button.
So that determines how many miles it goes out. So the idea was putting local back into social. So if you lived in D.C. and then came down to the beach, you could have it set so that you only see, like if they were posting, let's say Big Fish had the app and they said they wanted to do a locals night. They could do, you know, $5 off burgers. They post it and then they determine that it only goes out 2 mile radius from the restaurant. So really, you know, a 2 mile local radius. That's just an example. But, you know, you could do 10 miles. But you can really put local back into social. And then on the other end, you can set it to be like if you only see things that are taking place within 15 miles. So if you're up in D.C., you don't get the post because it's not really relevant to you. Yeah, there's my kids.
Is that the boy on the left? That's not the...
No, that's her son.
Gotcha.
I have two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl.
Yeah. Sam, David, and Teresa.
How old are they?
Sam is 7, David's 13, and Teresa is 6.
13. Well, I've heard you talk about the 13-year-old on the podcast. He's just got a phone recently, I think.
Yeah, he is such a good boy. I don't know how I somehow managed to have such a great child, but he is. All my kids are amazing, and I love them.
That's great.
Thank God for my kids. But so, you know, the idea was that app... And then, but what I liked about these podcasts is that you can just be anybody. Like if I post that, if I try to show people that app, they're like, well, you know, we got Facebook and we got Instagram. Why do you think we'd want to use your app? But podcasting is like, it just makes us all kind of neutral. You know, you can have all the equipment in the world, but when it comes down to it, what goes into this mic?
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing too. I think, well, I'd like to... at this point be able to say, I'm certain that, you know, talking to somebody, like say you go to a coffee shop and you go meet somebody and you talk, And, you know, that's one kind of conversation. But you put somebody in front of a mic, something happens.
Yeah, so, I love it.
Well, it's like, again, like I think the maybe going back, the original person that maybe inspiration would be a Howard Stern. That, like, if you hear his interviews are the best.
Yep.
And because of the, you know, it, they're not scripted, they're not commercialized.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's him because he's interesting. He asks questions and he is able to produce interesting responses yep. from the people he's interviewing. So again, getting people in front of a mic and just, again, I think I said in the Facebook message is that they're just wild. Because you don't know what's going to happen. And no. I just, for whatever reason, I think learning about people in this kind of context is super interesting. Again, like Shay. I met Shay, maybe around 2000, 2001, 2002. She used to work at arenas, if my yep. memory yep. serves me correctly. Yep. And that's where I met her, I think.
Yep.
And so, again, I found that Shay's on the bus. I go, oh, that makes sense. She was her and her mom. Well, I remember her mom being a hair stylist. Her yep. mom's very Still nice, is. Too. Bobby, is that her
Bobby,
name?
Yep. She's awesome. Beautiful.
And just being able to hear, again, like Shay's, I've never sat down with Shay for any length of time. Nope. But I got to sit down with her, kind of. For like an hour or so.
So do you feel like we're good? Do you feel like this is kind of a Rehoboth social?
Yeah. Well, again, it's like I get to hear interesting things about people I know in a way in a way that I would never, ever hear it. And so I'm interested. And again, also being from here, I think, like I think we were saying this at the beginning, is that, you know, will we be able to get like a... Eddie Bravo, right? Or a Conor McGregor on the podcast. I go, well, no, I'm not really interested in famous people. I'm interested in everybody around here. And because I go, I'm from here. So in my mind, well, these days anyway, and especially after being gone for 12 years, is that I want to talk to everybody.
Yep.
Because I want to hear everything about every. I don't need them to be famous. I just want to hear what they have to say, and I want to see what happens yep. when you put the mic in front of them.
Yep.
And you start talking about flat earth, or you start talking about the sick, whatever happens, just, you know, making that, making a conversation come alive.
Well, and you find that you have an audience. There's a group of people that love that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. I like to learn about people through these podcasts. And I think that, you know, I was saying to somebody, I go, I wonder if I could get Joe Biden on and maybe he can announce his presidential candidacy. But they said, no, they didn't think he would do it.
Well, but here, I mean, I would ask because, I mean, at least you get a no. You're going to get a yes or you're going to get a no.
I'm not sure I'm ready for that.
Or nothing.
That's a whole lot of eyes coming turning towards us.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're still tricky about going down to the pod joint, you know, you're going to have to work those muscles out a little more. Yeah. But, you know, but again, like I said, I would imagine you won't be feeling that way once you hit like 100. Like I think that something will click at some point where you'll be like, it'll be different. People will be like, oh man, here comes that podcast dude again, man. He's going to ask it because you won't be able to stop yourself from asking people. Like, I think that's what will eventually end up happening.
Well, I think what's going to happen is if I do a nice job, I will start to build an audience and then people will start to go, hey, do you mind if I do your podcast?
Right. They'll ask you.
And that's great.
Yeah. Like me.
Right.
So, you were 12 in, and I was the first one that asked.
Well, you asked if we would come.
Oh, actually, no, I did not ask.
You asked if we could just chat.
Right.
And I was like, fuck that. Come do the podcast.
I'm rewriting history there. So, yeah. But again, like somebody will be like, they'll hear it, they'll become interested, and, you know, they'll start asking you and bugging you, and you have to start, then you'll have to get an XL and be like, oh, I got to get back to, or somebody's, they'll start sending you Facebook, they'll be texting you, I want to come on. And then you might be faced with the problem. I don't really want to have that person on, or
nah.
Oh yeah, I want to have that person on. Let's go.
Yeah, I think I have a lot of friends. I mean,
yeah.
I always you know.
What's the frequency? I guess because I know that you could do five in 1 week, but when you do those five, are you then posting all five? Are you like posting once a week? Or are you doing interviews once a week? What's the
I'm just asking, and if someone will do it, and it's not been an easy start. I mean, people are a little reluctant, and I get that. It's like, what am I going to say? I've got nothing to say, and here we are. We're an hour and 5 minutes into this.
Really?
And, yeah.
Well, I would imagine I could do this for about 2 hours, more hours, easily.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I got to take my wife to lunch, so we're going to actually be ending pretty soon. All but right. The fact is, it was not easy getting started, and you know, I'd have to kind of be flexible, you know, like, hey, I'll do it, but I can do it at 4. And I'm like, oh, geez, I usually don't do things at 4, but okay.
Yeah.
So, but as soon as, like, when we get done, I'll just put it on, hit share, and I put it up to iTunes, and I post it. iTunes won't post this probably for a week. I forgot that podcast.com was posting them. So that's
where I go.
That's kind of, I'm going to have to go there and share the link. But the, yeah. It's slowly starting to. To answer that, I try to do them on Monday and Wednesdays. You know, I also own a hair salon.
Right,
I cut hair, so I work Monday till noon, and then I try to do a podcast after that. I'm off. Today's my day off. I'm off on Wednesdays. I try to do a podcast at 10:30 because I like to take my. I'm doing this new diet modification where I only eat supper.
Ah,
so and that's we'll get in if we ever want to get into that.
Oh yeah.
I love it, but Wednesdays is my cheat day, so I go pick her up and we go have Arby's.
Arby's.
Love Arby's.
I used to love Arby's.
So, hey, will you come back?
Absolutely.
Will you have me on?
I'm going to go put you, you're going to be like number 31, like I said.
I will literally go home
and check my list.
I have to wait 30 people in to get on?
I don't know yet. I don't know how, because I might jump, you know, again, I'll have to see what happens.
Okay.
But again, it starts with a list in my book.
Actually,
get it on paper.
I appreciate that you'd have me on. I'll take whatever number you got. I appreciate it.
My first step, and again, I mean, I'll keep you posted on the progress. Like I know, I gotta get this equipment.
Well, and I think, like I said before, you know, we need to support each other. You know, this isn't a riot. You can't have rivalries. No. I mean, whatever I can do help you, don't hesitate to ask because that's the easier, softer way. And that's the life I like to live. So what I can do, whatever I can do to help you, let me know.
I appreciate it.
Brian, appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.